Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us for our eighth segment of Hilchos Purim. We were discussing yesterday the concept, the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. We were discussing the concept that someone could fulfill the mitzvah with, let's say, $5. We also mentioned that if there's going to be one mitzvah of Purim that you spend more than the bare minimum for, and generously more than the bare minimum, Matanos Levyonim should really be it. A question that comes up a lot in the context of Matanos Levyonim is, how does this apply to Maser funds? A person, let's say a family of four halachic adults, gives $100 for Matanos Levyonim for Purim. Can they take that money from Maser funds? Can they not take that money from Maser funds? So this is a good moment to explain something about Maser in general. The halacha is that anything that you were obligated to give can't come from Maser funds. So for example, in the context of Purim, you have a mitzvah. Each person has a mitzvah to give $5. So let's say a family of four, you have a mitzvah to give $20. The fulfillment of that basic mitzvah may not come from Maser funds. Anything beyond the obligation is just money you're giving out of the goodness of your heart, not fulfilling an obligation per se. Therefore, in the example that we gave, a family of four, which gave $100 to a Matanos Levyonim campaign, could take 80 of the dollars from Maser, but not the entire 100. As an aside, we discussed earlier the concept of Machzis HaShekel. Same thing. We have this practice of giving Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel money may not come from Maser funds. If it happens to be that you give more money into the plate than you were needed to from a Machzis HaShekel perspective, any extra funds could certainly come from Maser. Another thing to keep in mind when it comes to Matanos Levyonim is that the mitzvah is the money be given out on Purim. People get a little bit confused by this. Can I send my check to the Shul collection a week before Purim? Can I send my check to the organization in Israel a week before Purim? The answer is absolutely, as long as the money is actually distributed on Purim itself. It's somewhat problematic to give the money on Purim if it will only be used a week later. And for that matter, it's problematic to give the money a week before Purim when it will be used that day. The day being a week before Purim. It's fine to give the money to the individual or organization who will distribute it on Purim, but the money does need to be distributed on Purim. Now, to move on to Mishloach Manos. The basic mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, at its core, is a point of discussion. Mishloach Manos seems to be giving of gifts from one person to another. There's a fundamental question. Does this mean food items, or does this mean any type of gift? This is a famous discussion among the halachic authorities. One could argue that the idea of Mishloach Manos is similar to Matanos Levyonim. You want to give your friend something with which they can fulfill the mitzvah of Purim Suda. Just like we said for Matanos Levyonim, it has to do with giving food items of significance. According to that argument, you couldn't be Yotze Mishloach Manos by giving someone a sefer as a present. You would need to give them food. On the other hand, it's possible that Mishloach Manos is to be understood as general gift-giving among Klal Yisrael to increase feelings of brotherhood and connection. If you understand it that way, one could theoretically even just give a gift. Our practice in halacha is that we go like the opinion that says you're supposed to give food. Of course, if someone wants to give a gift along with food items in Mishloach Manos, there's no problem with that. But the core mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is to give food. The basic idea would be to give two food items to one individual. There's a lot of confusion about what those food items are. The halacha is, contrary to what people might have been told by their elementary school teachers, the halacha is that the two food items may absolutely be of the same bracha. So, for example, if I wanted to give you an orange and an apple for Mishloach Manos, that would be fine. They should be two different types of food. You wouldn't give someone two apples for Mishloach Manos, but there's no issue in them being the same bracha or different brachos. Another halacha is that each food item that you give, or at least two of them, should be of a significant portion. So you wouldn't give someone a slice of apple as one of the two foods in Mishloach Manos. You would give them an apple, whatever is considered a significant amount to give someone. Drinks may be used for Mishloach Manos. And one more halacha about mishloach manos is the food needs to be ready to eat. So you would not give a raw chicken as one of the two foods of mishloach manos. But just to clarify, all these things that we're discussing is for the two basic foods of mishloach manos. If I gave someone an apple and an orange and a raw chicken, that would be just fine, because I already fulfilled the mitzvah of mishloach manos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.